From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday vetoed a draft UN resolution rejecting President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The veto came after all 14 other Security Council members voted for the resolution. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
For decades, Israel has withstood wave after wave of bias in the UN and its agencies. The United States has often stood beside Israel. We did not on December 23, 2016. We will not make that mistake again.
The veto highlighted the isolation of the United States over the president's announcement that the U.S. embassy will be moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That effectively ignores Palestinian claims on the city. At least six people were killed, more than 30 others wounded, when a Taliban suicide bomber detonated his explosives-packed vehicle late Monday near a security convoy in southern Afghanistan. Officials say the bombing happened in Lashkarga, the capital of the restive Helmand province. In Libya, the mayor of the coastal city of Misrata has been abducted and killed after returning from an overseas trip. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Protesters set fire to the offices of the ruling party Monday in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region amid widespread protests over unpaid salaries and suspected corruption. The VOA's Kurdish service said demonstrations were taking place across much of the province, sparked by frustration over unpaid salaries to teachers and other civil servants. This is VOA News. South Africa's ruling party has elected a new leader, Cyril Ramaphosa. He'll likely be the party's presidential candidate in the next national election. But will Ramaphosa, who was not the outgoing president's pick, be able to overcome the massive challenges ahead for the party? VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
The party's electoral commission announced the results Monday after a tense party conference in Soweto.
Comrade Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma received 2261 votes, and Comrade Cyril Ramaphosa received 2440 votes.
Ramaphosa, a successful businessman and current deputy president, has promised to bring business-friendly policies to South Africa. But that may not be what pushed him over the top in this tight and tense vote to lead the African National Congress Party. His opponent was Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma, a former top diplomat and minister, who was also, for 16 years, the wife of the South African president, Jacob Zuma. Zuma is still president. His term as leader of the nation ends in 2019. But Zuma's popularity has sunk lower and lower as he dealt with one corruption scandal after another. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
An Amtrak train, that's a passenger train in the United States, derailed in the northwestern U.S. state of Washington Monday. During its first ever run along a faster new route, some of its cars fell on a busy interstate highway below. The train was part of a newly expanded and faster rail service between Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, a neighboring state. Monday marked the first day that Amtrak began operating four new trains on the route. The accident took place about halfway between Tacoma and Olympia, the capital of Washington State. Apparently, there are a number of fatalities. One spokeswoman for the Washington State Patrol said 13 of the train's 14 cars jumped the tracks. She said five vehicles and two large trucks were hit by the train cars that derailed. President Trump's new national security strategy will provide the country with a clear and actionable playbook to counter the most dangerous and persistent threats. That's the promise of senior administration officials. The White House unveiled the strategic document Monday, almost 11 months after the Trump administration began working on it. The president explained much of the strategy and how it's already affecting U.S. policy during a speech on Monday in Washington. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.